Of course, there is nothing requiring that baptism happens on Easter, on Resurrection Sunday. And yet, at the same time, if you could choose, how great is it to get baptized and profess faith publicly on this day where at least some of the answers are really obvious. So is Jesus still dead? No, he is not still dead. This is why we come back up out of the water. This is the whole reason that we've been gathering together today and celebrating today, because Jesus is risen from the dead. So at TEC, we baptize based off of a profession of faith. We think that faith is what saves, that the person who is being baptized has the opportunity to express that themselves. That does also mean that we baptize those who are younger, maybe than some other churches do, though obviously we are more of a Baptistic church, so we don't baptize them as soon as they come out like some of our other Christian brothers and sisters do. So we are more Baptistic. We baptize based on profession of faith, and each one of these people who get baptized tonight are going to have the opportunity to proclaim that in a public way. When you left this morning, there were four. There are now seven who are going to be baptized. We talked, yay, good job celebrating that. I pointed out seven is the number of perfection in the Bible, so maybe that gets us to the exact right number. So we are adding three Barnett siblings who are going to get baptized tonight in addition to the four that I mentioned earlier. And once we do the time of baptisms, then we'll have a time where you can greet one another, and then we'll start our time of scripture reading and singing after that. So we'll get started. You can see everybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, can you tell us your name?
Juliet.
Juliet. You are Juliet Barnett, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not seven anymore, you're eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I calculated seven, but she helped me understand it's not seven, it's eight. Good. Okay, so Juliet, here you are to get baptized. Why do you want to be baptized?
Because I love Jesus, and I want to proclaim that I want to tell everybody that I love him.
Okay. You love Jesus. You want everybody else to know that you love Jesus. Good. What is so important about Jesus? Like, who is he? What did he do for us?
He died on the cross for our sins.
He died on the cross for our sins. Good. And what is sin?
Sin is disobeying God.
Okay. And where do we learn about what's disobedience and what is not?
Disobedience is disobeying God, and non-disobedience is being good.
Okay. And we learn about that in the Bible, right? And then the Bible also tells us that everybody who sins deserves what?
Deserves death.
Deserves death, which is why we need Jesus. Because you already said Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Now, is he still dead?
No.
No. He rose again on the third day. And what do you need to do in order to be saved? Do you need to, like, pay him money?
No.
No? Do you need to come to church every Sunday? Is that what saves you?
No.
Okay, what do you need to do?
You need to not sin anymore and be a better person.
Well, it's not your works, but it's more what Jesus did for you that you believe, right? So yeah. It's your faith that saves you, and then your baptism is actually going to be a picture of that, which is a picture of what? When you go down and when you come back up, your baptism is a picture of what?
It's a picture of Jesus going down into the ground and then rising back up to be alive again.
Yeah. And when you are baptized, then you are with him in that burial and with him in that resurrection. So that's not a work that you can do, but by faith, then you participate in his saving work. So you want all of these people to know that you love Jesus and you want to be associated with them as part of the church?
Yeah.
Okay. Julia, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jane just came down and said, "Ooh, it's kind of cold." Which, if a pastor who shall be named later had remembered to turn the heater on earlier, it probably wouldn't be as not warm as it currently is. Okay, so I already said your name, but tell everybody your name.
Jane.
Jane. And Jane, you are here to be baptized. And why do you want to be baptized?
I want to be baptized because I want to believe that the rule that Jesus said to be baptized.
Jesus said to be baptized, right? So you want to obey him. Yeah, that's a good reason to be baptized. Now, why should you listen to Jesus? What's so significant about him? What did he do?
He died for us.
He died for us, yeah. And in particular, he died for our
sins.
And can you tell me what sin is?
Sin is disobeying.
Disobeying? Have you ever disobeyed?
Yes.
Yeah. I told everybody downstairs that I knew the answer to that question for everybody already, whether they were prepared to answer it or not, because I also have sinned. And the wages of sin, the Bible says, is what?
Death.
Death. So Jesus died in our place so that we didn't have to pay for our sins. He paid for us, right? Good. And how do you get saved? So what do you need to do? Like, if you don't get baptized, can you still be saved?
Yes.
Yeah, because you need to do what in Jesus?
You need to believe he's real.
Believe in Jesus. So by faith in him, then we can be saved. Now, he died on the cross. Is he still dead? Is he still buried?
No.
No, what happened to him?
He rose on the third day.
He rose on the third day, which some people call Easter, some people call Resurrection Sunday, which here we are remembering that and celebrating that. So you would like for all of these people to know that you believe in Jesus.
Yes.
You want to be identified with him and then with his people.
Yes.
Yes, you do. So let's say that you're at school this coming week, and who do you have as a teacher?
Mrs.
Pekinas. Let's say that Mrs. Pekinas says, "Everybody take out your book," and you say, "No, I won't." And Mrs. Pekinas says, "But Jane, I just saw you be baptized, and you said you want to follow Jesus. You believe in him, and you want to obey him." So Mrs. Pekinas is now going to know. Your parents and your siblings and the rest of the church are going to know that you're with Jesus and that you want to follow him. That's good with you?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Jane, based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, can you tell everybody your name?
Uh-huh, my name is Violet.
Violet, good. And Violet, you are here to be baptized.
Mm-hmm.
And why would you like to be baptized?
It's because I love God and I really want to obey God, so I really want to get baptized because of that.
Yeah, you love God. I asked you, we had our interview last week, and you were very quick to say, you love God, and you want to obey him by getting baptized.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So when you love God, you believe in Jesus, right? And what's so significant about Jesus? What did Jesus do for us?
Die on the cross for our sins.
Yeah. And are you a sinner? Have you sinned?
Yes.
Yeah. And so because we sin, we deserve judgment, right? But Jesus took that for us instead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you love Jesus and you believe that he died and that he rose, because he's not dead still, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he rose again on the third day. And you would like all of these people to know that you love God and believe in Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And your family's pretty excited about it, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're very excited about your baptism. Violet, based on your profession of faith, come on back here.
Will it be okay?
I promise it'll be okay. Yeah. Come this way. Yeah. Come this way. I will not let you go, okay?
You will not let me drown.
I will not. Based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, here we go. All right, can you tell us your name?
Ari.
Ari, you are one of the Barnett siblings, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you are here to be baptized. Why would you like to be baptized?
I would like to be baptized to take communion and let everyone know that I love God.
Okay. So based on how we do communion, you walk by the communion table every Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you haven't been taking it because you haven't been baptized yet. And so every Sunday you see the rest of the church partaking in this communion, remembering Jesus' death and resurrection, remembering his body and his blood, and you want to participate with us, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we do actually think that that is a feature, not a bug. That's a good desire. We want our young people to want in and to be able to participate with that. And so in order to participate, you have to be a Christian, right?
Yes.
So, and that's what you want to let everybody know, that you're a Christian, and then you can participate in communion. So, what does it mean to be a Christian? Like, what does a Christian believe?
Christian believes that Christ died on the cross for our sin.
Okay, good. And what is sin?
Sin is disobedience to God's law.
Okay. Where do we find out God's law? Did he, like, write it in the clouds?
No, he wrote it in the Bible.
He wrote it in the Bible, yep. And so sin is any disobedience to God's law. And have you disobeyed God's law?
Yes.
Yeah. And what does he say the consequences of that are? The wages of sin is?
Death.
Death. Which is why it's so important that Jesus died. And is Jesus still dead? Is he still in the grave?
No.
So what happened to him?
He was resurrected.
He was resurrected on the third day, which we're celebrating today. And you believe that.
Yes.
You believe he died, you believe that he's resurrected, and that he's your savior.
Yes.
Okay, you want all of these people to know that.
Yes.
So, your teacher is?
Mrs. Pekinas.
Also Mrs. Pekinas. Okay. And it could be somebody else, it could be a classmate. So maybe some of your friends are here tonight, and they're going to see you making this public profession, saying you believe in Jesus, and you want to follow him as a disciple. And so they might confront you about that if they see you doing something that's not right. So you're good with that?
Yes.
That accountability? All right. Well, that's exciting. And Ari, based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, the oldest and tallest of the Barnetts. And tell everybody your first name.
Scarlett.
Scarlett. And you don't have Mrs. Pekinas as your teacher. You have Mr. Bowers as your teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Bowers is the same kind of teacher who's going to see your baptism, and he's going to remember that. So why do you want to get baptized?
To proclaim that I love Jesus Christ and that I want everybody to know that I love him.
Okay. And what's so significant about Jesus Christ?
That he died for our sins.
Okay. And what is sin?
Sin is disobeying anything, any commandment that God made.
Okay. And where do we learn about those commandments from God?
In the Bible.
In God's word, yep. So he's given us commandments. If we break those commandments, what do we deserve?
Death.
Death, which is why it's so important that Jesus came and died for us. And then, is Jesus still in the grave?
No.
No, what happened to him?
He rose from the dead.
He rose from the dead, which is what baptism is a picture of, right? So baptism is us being buried with him and then being raised to walk in newness of life. So you are ready to have that public profession of baptism, being buried with Jesus, being raised with Jesus. You want everybody to know that you are identified with Jesus from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scarlett, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, can you tell everybody your name?
My name is Ava.
Ava, and you are here to get baptized, and why do you want to be baptized?
I want to be baptized because I love Jesus, and I realize that he is my Savior.
Okay, and so he is your Savior. Tell me more about that. What did he save you from? How did he save you?
He died on the cross for our sins.
Okay, for our sins, and what is sin?
Sin is disobedience to anything that God says.
All right. And have you disobeyed things that God has said?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, me too. I'm not trying to just put you on the spot, but like this is the testimony that all Christians have is that we are sinners and we need a Savior. So then you said Jesus died on the cross.
Yes.
So he took our place. So we deserve to die, but then he died in our place so that we don't have to die. And how do we get saved then? What do we need to do in order to get saved?
And by believing.
By believing him, right? Which some people think is a scandal that all it takes is faith. But that's because his work is all of the work that we need. So we believe in him and he saves us, and that's great grace. So he died in our place, and then is he still dead?
No.
No. What happened to him?
He rose again.
He rose again on the third day. So you said at the beginning, but I'm just going to confirm that you are excited for all of these people to know that you identify with Jesus. Like, he is your Lord, he is your Savior. You want to be recognized as part of the church. You want to have communion with the church. You want all these people to know that you believe in him.
Yes.
Yes. Ava, based on your public profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name is Addison Hall. Okay. I do not have a specific moment where I came to know God. I have been a Christian as long as I can remember. My parents have raised me in a Christian environment. We go to church on Sunday. I go to a Christian school. Everything about me that is Christian is all because of the parents God has given me. My parents desire for me and my sister to be godly women that fear the Lord, and I desire that also. In our church, you get baptized to be identified as a Christian, and that is something I have avoided for a long time because I have feared man more than my desire to obey God. But I desire to obey God more than my fear of man, and that is why I'm here today. I have thought about baptism for a while now, and there are two things I believe are what caused me to be here today. One, my teachers, Mr. Sarr and Mr. Giddings, assigning a testimony paper. And two, my dad having me walk up to the Lord's table every week to see what I've been missing out on. So a couple weeks had passed, and I was thinking about it. And then Mr. Higgins announced a few Sundays ago that they were going to be having a baptism on Easter. And as he announced it, I felt like he was talking directly to me, and that was the Lord telling me that it was time to obey. So I talked to my parents after that service and told them that I wanted to confront my sin, repent, and get baptized. I desire to grow in my Christianity, and there are some things I struggle with. Some examples of those are obeying my parents and not pushing back or having attitude, not treating my sister as I would want to be treated, wanting to be lazy and watch others do work instead of jumping in and doing the work with them. My normal tendency would be to sit back and relax while everyone else does the work. I wish to be a hard-working woman just like my mother. I aspire to be the woman that people go to when they need help. I have a lot of good examples of what it looks like to do work when you don't want to do it. Some other things I struggle with and need to work on is being able to do things when not wanting to and be able to do it joyfully, and not worrying about what I can't control and instead know that God is in control of it all. All that being said, I say this so that I can be held accountable and be a godly woman who fears the Lord.
That was awesome. Was it as bad as you thought it might be?
No.
Okay. I'm not picking on you. I am. So everybody is excited. I mean, some of your friends have been giving you good grief for a while because they have wanted to see you be baptized. So that's not because they just think you need to do this ritual, but because they know that God blesses obedience. And so this is a thing that Jesus commands. So this is an act of obedience that he is going to bless. So now you did say that you've been a Christian for as long as you can remember. And being a Christian basically means what?
It means that you believe that God died on the cross for our sins.
Okay. And it's very possible that there are people who are here tonight who don't actually believe that. So they're not getting baptized, and they're not getting baptized because they don't actually believe in Jesus. So what was so significant about, like, who is Jesus? So he died on the cross, but he is who?
He is the Lord's son.
Yeah, he is God's son. So God took on flesh. That's the degree to which we needed a savior, is we needed God himself to come and make sacrifice for us. So he died on the cross for our sins, and then he's not currently dead.
No.
No, he rose again on the third day, and you believe that. And you want to, and you gave actually a bunch of different specific ways that you would like to follow him better. Yeah. So I heard you say that you would like accountability from all these people.
Yeah.
Which sometimes that sounds better than other times. But these are your people, and they are excited for you to be baptized tonight. And, to welcome you even to the table. So next Sunday morning, you'll finally get to not just have to walk by with your dad, but maybe he'll even be the one handing you the elements. Addison, it is exciting that based off of your public profession of faith, I can baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please do continue to pray for all those who are baptized tonight. Baptism is ideally a thing that happens once in a person's life, and that is a beginning of your discipleship obedience. So communion we get to do, at least at our church, we get to do week after week. It's a regular thing. But baptism is not something that we do week after week. So this is a beginning commitment. It's a public statement that they intend to continue to follow Jesus, even in the Great Commission, which we'll read in just a little bit. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that he has commanded. So we are to look back even on our baptism as a reminder of our union with Christ. We've died with him to sin. We've been raised to walk in newness of life. And that is a sanctification weapon. So they will need to remember their baptism as they seek to obey him. And it's part of our job to pray for them, part of our job to encourage them and recognize that this is not the end. This is the beginning of their life as disciples. So it's part of our job then as the church, obviously along with their families, to help them in their life of discipleship to obey and do so by God's Spirit. Let me pray, and then I'll tell you what's next. Father, thank you for each one of these young people who have stood boldly in front of family and friends and our little flock and have testified to their love and faith for your Son. We all are here because of him, and he is our life. So we thank you for his sacrifice. We thank you for this day that reminds us that he is not in the grave, but he lives. He is risen just as he said. And so help us all to live for him. So I do ask on behalf of Juliet and Jane and Violet and Ari and Ava and Addie and one more, I do ask that you would help them to be encouraged by tonight, that you would, throughout their lives as Christians, cause them to have joy when they remember this public profession, and bless them for their obedience. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Scarlett was... the seventh name.